What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to another edition of 26 Degrees. I am your host, or co-host rather, Larian, here with the guys, ready to kick this thing off. Season's wrapping up, but I'm here with the crew. We'll go in our regular old order, man. Meezy, what's up, man? Speak to the people.
Man, what's up, y'all boys, man? Another week, 26 degrees, coming at you, man. Doing pretty good. Ready to talk some football. What's going on with you, X?
I'm chilling, man. Had a nice little kind of relaxed week for me, man. And with all the craziness going on all the time, man, I've been relaxed, chilling, enjoying my I guess I gotta say days off because we haven't been going down to campus or nothing like that. But I've been chilling, man. Besides this weekend, big weekend for high school football. That's it. Just, you know, enjoying my little break.
That's what's up, man. And of course, our producer Drew is in the building. Drew, speak to the people.
What's going on, everybody? Hope y'all sitting in patience. You know, the fan base is starting to get restless with these moves. Just got to keep patient, man.
Mr. Hot Take himself, bro. Yeah.
What to do for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, let's get into that. How was your Thanksgiving, bro? How did that go?
I mean, I went to a Friendsgiving. I ended up not cooking because I just didn't feel like it. But I ended up on that Friday. I was off. So I went on StubHub and saw that there were $10 tickets for the Clippers versus Pistons game. So I went to that. But other than that, I was just chilling.
Hold on, my bad. That's what's up. Meezy, how was your Thanksgiving, bro? How did that go for you?
Man, weekend. My Thanksgiving was good, man. Cooked. My little sis came over. Vibed out, man. Had a break from school, break from the kids. You know what I'm saying? Relaxing my mind and everything. Watched a lot of football, man. Probably saw the best game of the year, Cowboys and Raiders. That was a good game. Even though X-Boys fell short, but that was a great game, man. That was a great game for the NFL. But yeah, my Thanksgiving was good, man. I can't complain too much, man. How about you, L?
I had a real solo dolo chill Thanksgiving, man. See, back home, like I'm in Savannah, and I already had like a small nucleus of a family. So my sister lives in Orlando and has for quite some while, back and forth. So it's really just me and my stepdad. And my mom hit me up and she was like, I'm not cooking, you know, because it's just us three. So she was like, I'm not going to bother with it. They were like, we're going to Cracker Barrel. You want me to bring you a plate? And I was like, nah, mom, I really don't rock with Cracker Barrel like that. That's your thing. But I didn't enjoy it, man. I did a lot of I had a long weekend because my regular 9-to-5 joint was, you know, not, we were off Wednesday, Thursday, I'm sorry. So Thanksgiving Day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I kind of took that time to decompress, try to rejuvenate a little bit, you know, shake off some of the troubles of the world, if you will. So yeah, I enjoyed that part of it all.
What so you ate, cool. Al?
Man, you know, I did a little Chinese food actually, for lunch.
Yeah, you know, they
and
then
for dinner. Oh yeah, I don't care nothing about none of that shit. I respect it. And dinner, I actually made some wings. That's my Christmas tradition. Actually, my Christmas tradition is Chinese food movies. That's usually it's rare. I don't do both of those. I usually go catch whatever like one of the bigger blockbusters is and some Chinese food, and that tends to be my tradition. But this year I'll probably be down in I'll probably be down in St. John's. Shout out to homie Will. He live down there. So I'll probably be down there for Christmas. How about you, X? How was your Thanksgiving, bro?
Man, my Thanksgiving was great besides the Cowboys losing. But had a whole too much food, man. There was so much food we had. And, you know, enjoyed it with the family, my kids. And, you know, Saturday, man, I went to Tussie's, of course. Watched some football. Got to watch Florida State, Florida, Bama, man. And it was so funny, man, because I'm sitting at the bar, man, and a guy comes up to me immediately, like, hey, boy, I enjoy the show. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, man, I watch your show all the time, and I listen to your other show, The 26 Degrees in the Caneville, and bought me a drink. And I was like, hey, man, thanks, you know what I'm saying? And I guess that's like the regular routine now, man. Everybody know I go to Tussie's, so they be pulling up. They be pulling up at Tussie's. And
hey, you a legend. It is what it is. Embrace it.
Yeah, I guess I got to now accept the fact that it is what it is, man. I can't walk around and just be normal no more.
Hey, I mean, you still be you. It's just you wherever you at. You know what I mean? Wherever you go, you take you, you know? And that's important to always remember, man. Never leave you. Wherever you wind up, be yourself, and the people going to vibe with it, or they not. Yeah,
but that be the thing. They be like, man, you be chilling. Everybody, you know what? I like, man. I'm not a celebrity, man. I'm just a normal guy, man, from around the
world. Yeah. X is the voice of the city, man. What do you mean you're not a celebrity?
I mean,
you can be both,
like that, man. But they look. It be funny, man, because they like, hey, you really be drinking Hennessy like you say you do. I'm like, you think I be joking? Like,
no, I really. I'm me. Yeah, that's real rap. I'm me. You know, that's the thing. I remember a long time ago when I was, like, Twitter popular, I met this girl, like, and she was this model. And she goes, oh, you're so humble. And I'm sitting here going, are you fucking kidding me? Like, girl, you're gorgeous. Like, I'm nobody. I'm legit just Twitter popular. And I'm not even that no more. But at the time I was. But
no, you're still Twitter popular, Larion.
I was man, way bigger than
memes out there, man.
Even with less followers than I had, I was just kind of in the right circle, I guess, or whatever. But I mean, that's here and there. Anyways, all right, nice little weekend recap, man. Let's recap last week's game so we can kind of get into all the other news going on right now. But we'll start with last week's opponent, Durham's very own North Carolina Blue Devils, led by the great coach David Cutcliffe.
Shout out to David Cutcliffe, man.
Yeah, I mean, he sat down, man. I always had respect for him. I actually met him one time. Great
dude. Really?
Yeah, I met him in, what was it? I was in Virginia, and they just happened to have, this was like 5 years ago, they just happened to have like a coaching clinic going on, and I saw him, and I was like, hold on, man, that's Dave Cutlass. So I went up to him. I was like, I'm a Miami Hurricane fan, but I respect you. I followed you back in Tennessee days with Manning and them, but I respect you, or whatever. He was a cool dude. Sat there and chatted up with me a little bit and everything. Real cool dude. But yeah, best wishes to him, man.
Dude, can I ask y'all a question? Do y'all think Duke was the worst team we played this year?
Yeah.
Hands down. They didn't want an ACC game.
Are you subtracting Central Connecticut School for the Blind?
No, I'm not subtracting them either. Because the Duke was pretty bad, man.
Central Connecticut got to be worse. Like, I mean, we ain't gonna do Duke like that.
Right.
They don't got the athletes to even compete. Like, even
right.
That's like, that was like practice squad for us.
Yeah, so.
At least Duke got athletes here and there.
Duke had like one player, and we shut him down.
Yeah, so we came out victorious in that game, 47-10. The spread on that was 21. I was confident in that. They're kind of the Duke of old, which is funny. We were talking about Cutcliffe. I feel bad for him because Cutcliffe actually put some pretty good teams out there for a Duke squad. It's, you know, for people not to know, it is very difficult to field a good Duke football team. because of their academic standards.
Might be one of the toughest jobs in the nation to field a team.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
At least at Vanderbilt, you could sell the SEC. You know, you could sell that a little bit and maybe get a couple of guys that could take some other opportunities. But, yeah, Duke is a very, very tough job to recruit to. So, but Cutcliffe had done a decent job there. Honestly,
he did a great job.
Yeah, for where he was at. I mean, they played in some good bowls. They almost beat Texas A&M with Johnny Manziel that year.
That was one ACC championship.
Yeah. So, yeah, shout out to them. But I guess we'll go through our regular breakdown. Kind of do offense. My quick synopsis of the offense was just dominant against a poor opponent. Tyler Van Dyke went out there and had his way, which I anticipated. He ended up tossing around for 381, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Didn't take a sack either. The running game was not bad. Still left a little bit to be desired to me against this type of opponent. They do have a defensive tackle who's an NFL caliber guy. By all accounts, that I'm sure it disrupted some things, but Cody Knighton, I don't know why I said that, Cody Brown, but Jalen Knighton, 13 for 51 with a touchdown. Thad Franklin, 6 for 45 with a touchdown. Thad's been coming along well in the end of the year, looking like a guy that we may be able to lean on more next year, hopefully. And it was a record breaking game on offense. We had Rambo get 8 receptions for 101 yards, 2 touchdowns. He looked like a man amongst boys out there, which is very fair against Duke. He was able to set the single season receiving yards record. And then you have Mike Harley, who was targeted 14 times, caught 13, and had 96 yards. And he was able to end this game as the all-time receptions leader and the single-game receptions leader. So, salute to those boys having great games. Also want to salute young boy George, 3 catches for 80. He definitely looking like a guy we're going to be able to lean on next year.
Great one-handed catch, too.
He's got hands, man.
Yeah, he's got hands.
I like that kid. And he gives us a legit punt returner. So, yeah, shout out to him for that. But
he was going to start listening to me when I said, Kobe George. I said, he probably got the best hands on my team.
He's got them, man. He got some mitts. Very, very secure.
Y'all think he better than Brinson right now?
Today? Yeah, I would say today.
Right now.
Yeah, today. I mean, he's contributing more.
Yeah, he's better than Brinson.
I don't think anybody would have thought that.
I feel like with Brinson though, they don't allow him to get as much opportunities as George, because George seems like he's the type of player where you can just put him out there and he'll give you like instant offense.
Well,
like
Brinson's had opportunities. Brinson had a little drop problem for a couple games. He'll drop some stuff, but we just haven't seen Jacoby drop any passes. The Brinson
thing is, you know, you're trying to get him in the game with Rambo. And they're not taking Rambo out of the game. Rambo's in the game, you know what I'm saying? So you can't. When he get in, it's like they don't look his way because you got Harley.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So the passes that George caught, Rambo wasn't in the game. Them are passes that Rambo, that the ball would be thrown to Rambo. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really say who's better. I could say that Jacoby is going to be our guy to throw the ball to, that's going to catch that ball on 3rd and 7. You know what I'm saying? Romelo gonna make some big plays for us. You know what I'm saying? Because he can run and he can stretch the field. So, and still, he still got to gain his little weight up. You know what I'm saying? But we in good hands regardless. We in good hands.
Yeah, I think the future is bright at wide receiver. I think we have a very solid room there. And so that's going to help one way or the other next year, because I expect TBD to be the QB, but I still think weapons-wise, I don't think we fall off much at all. You know, Harley will be moving on, and Rambo will be moving on, but I think you can see Jacoby George and Romello Brinson step into those roles, and I don't think we'll see a lot of fall off.
This might be the first time in a while we haven't had to bring – we might not have to bring in a transfer wide receiver in next
year. No, I still think we should bring in it. We need to get a KJ Osborne, somebody that's older that can, bridge the
– Yeah, because our oldest receiver on the roster might be Restrepo.
Yep.
He got good leadership too, but, like, we just need somebody like a KJ Osborne older.
I think they're going to go after a transfer portal. It's a couple of names they're going to go after, but I don't think they're in a rush because there's so many names that's going to enter. You know what I'm saying? So the transfer portal is going to be crazy. But yeah, I think we should get. You know what I'm saying? Probably two, because I don't think the two receivers we got committed stay. I don't think so. Maybe.
I think Ibieta stays. Maybe
Ibieta stays, but the Horton kid, I don't think he stays.
Yeah, I think we might lose him, yeah. So I think we could use a bigger possession guy. I think Ibieta is going to be – see, I'm going to go ahead and cape for Ibieta like I did for Braxton Berrios. I was on that Braxton Berrios train when they was definitely hating on my boy, and I was like, dog, I'm telling you, he's just one of those guys. You know, he's a Welker type guy. Not going to be the flashiest, but going to give you solid hands. He's going to be a tough dude that's going, you know, he's not going to go down particularly easy. And just a good route runner. And I think Ibieta's more athletic than Braxton was, to be honest with you. I think Ibieta has more upside than Braxton has.
I was sold on Ibieta. I know it's 7-on-7, but I was sold on him when, I forget his 7-on-7 team from Louisiana, the Bootleggers. I was sold on him when he was showing out against South Florida Express down there in Miami, I think last offseason.
I was sold on him
when I saw that.
But even if you look up his high school, the conference that they're in is like one of the better divisions in Louisiana. Yeah, so they play every week. He's playing against top teams, and he's torching them too. So it's like, you know, this guy's got the goods.
Let's keep it a thou wow, man. I mean, he's facing the same thing Braxton did. He's just the wrong color, so people don't think he's nice like that. But I watched this tape. I've seen the kid.
Braxton was way more coveted though coming out. Braxton had like Oregon on him, North Carolina.
Yeah. I'll say this. His thing kind of seemed like it boiled down to. It came down to, yeah, he's a white dude. Plus, you got to remember, Braxton was a QB. He never played QB. So, Braxton would be coveted a little bit more because with who you normally put with the ball in their hand, your best athlete, right? Whether that's his future position or not, Landon happens to be in a position where he's just a good athlete and they had a good, you know, a solid quarterback. So, I think that's one of the differences. But LSU was interested, but he didn't really – he just wanted to show them y'all should have offered me. I think he's a chip on the shoulder type kid.
I'm going to offer him a workout after he committed too.
Also, last year it was COVID. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of kids couldn't get out and go where they wanted to go and show off. So that hurt a lot of kids, COVID, not being able to be recruited by every school because, you know what I'm saying, they ain't got no film or stuff like that. So –
And plus Ivy, I remember Andrew Ivan said something months back saying that like Ibieta isn't really a camp guy. He's just gonna do the little 7-on-7, but that's about it. So that kind of hurt his stock too. But me personally, from watching his huddle from this year and last year, he's a 4-star wide receiver by far. The competition that he plays against, that he's torching every week, you know, and he's not even like. He's peeling off on like SEC DBs in Louisiana. So, you know, he's a 4-star. He's probably the most underrated guy in our 8-person class so far, in my opinion.
And I think that plays.
He is the only.
Yeah.
I think that's a good point. I think that played in our favor. I think he kind of looked at it like whoever showed me love first and was genuine, I'm gonna ride with them. Cause he knew coming. Cause I mean, you gotta remember he has athletic parents, so mm-hmm. he understands like, oh, I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna get slighted because of my skin color. So, whoever get in early, show love. I don't think it'll matter who our coach is. He's gonna rock. So I'm not worried about him. Now, yeah, the other kid, the Horton kid, I think he may flip.
Where was he going? Tennessee? I mean, because he
Tennessee. I'm not.
Possibly.
I'm not even too, like, if he did flip, I'm not mad. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think he showed me anything go crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Not really that agile. Doesn't really move that well to me, in my opinion.
And the knock on him, too, is that he plays in the wing T system, so going from a wing T system to a spread is going to be some.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. Now we got to sit you for 3 years so you can learn a system. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got that much time.
Yeah. No. Well, anyways, let's reel it back in a little bit. We done got all over the place a little bit. So in the game in particular, I kind of pointed out some of the standouts during that game. Again, not a great opponent. Anybody else want to – I'll tell you what, anybody have anything you want to particularly chip in on as far as offense goes?
Yeah, I mean, like kind of like you said, I was just glad to see the young boys get playing time. I was glad to see us dominate a lesser opponent like we should. It's the last game of the season, go out with a bang. Van Dyke doing Van Dyke things. The young boys making plays. So I was impressed with the offense. I wasn't really too impressed with the run game, but I kind of feel like Knighton, I don't want to say he's worn down, but like he missed the first four games, but we used him like a mule due to some running back injuries we've had and everything. But I was pretty impressed. I wish I saw more Arroyo in the game. I didn't see too much of him. But yeah, I was impressed. What about you, X?
I mean, it was Duke, so it's not much I can say. I was disappointed in the run game extremely. I don't know if it's – I guess we don't get to the point of attack when we run. Like, we steady zone block, and then, you know, like, we hit the D-line, and that's it. You don't see a lineman hit the D-line and get upfield. They just stay in one place. Like, I don't know what that's about. I pretty much knew they was going to feed them two guys to break them records. They basically said, like, yeah, man, we want them to get the record. You know what I'm saying? So everything was catered towards Rambo and Harley breaking the record. They got the records. Shouts out to Rambo and Harley. Shouts out to TVD making sure they get the record.
How many catches did Harley need? Because I feel like Lashley just tried.
Harley only need like five. And
right. I feel like Lashley's last game, he just tried to make sure like I was an OC when Harley obliterated the receptions record by eight catches or whatever.
And he went overboard, man. But you know, it is what it is. Shouts out to my boy Thad, man. Thad finally got in the game and showed what he can do at running back. I mean, going forward, like you said earlier, LeBron, that the talent is there. It's, I mean, the receiver room and the running back room and the quarterback room is there. So, but yeah, you know, Duke game is not too much you really say. It was Duke, man. Like, I don't think they had one point where you had to say, damn, boy, they kind of look like they ready or prepared, man. But
yeah, it was classic, dude.
8 minutes of the game, yeah.
It was classic, dude. This wasn't the more rejuvenated dude that won some good games, you know, pulled off some, upset some guys. That it was a old school dude. They were. We'll switch to defense. Actually,
the dude that we grew up on.
Right. Yeah, the dude. Yeah, exactly, the dude we grew up on. Because they were abysmal. 157 pass yards. They only had 219 total yards. That's probably
had 100 of that in the first quarter.
Maybe. You might be right on that.
They were driving low-key the first couple possessions, so.
Yeah. So, when you look at our defense, I think obviously this is probably their best game, but it was against a team so bad that you can't gauge much from it, you know. Actually, when I did the roll-up, I treated Duke like I treated Central Connecticut. I really did, like, as far as, like, I'm not getting into a breakdown. I'm not taking the time to really dig into, oh, you know, what could be a threat. Like, I knew this team just didn't have the horses. They just didn't have the, you know, horses in the stable. So
he returned a kickoff for a touchdown.
That's not off. That's not that. Yeah, we get there.
Oh yeah,
right. I definitely go there. Yeah, we coming up on that. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, we definitely going there soon. But defensively, I just thought we were very fundamentally sound against a team that just wasn't up to par, up to snuff.
Hold on.
Go ahead, brother.
Defensively, I've seen, and throughout the game, I don't know if it's mental breakdown on the players or it's bad scheming. Every team we play seems to always be able to throw the ball in the middle of the field of our defense.
Scheme all day.
Is it the linebackers mentally not in their right spot, or is it just a scheme?
It's a scheme. I think it's both. It's a scheme. And then you have to remember, like, the way we blitz, that's slant world all day. I mean, that's drag all day.
If we don't blitz, it just seems like they always could get a pass completed in the middle of the field.
Well, it might be the linebackers, man. I mean, we don't have any coverage linebacker. Our linebackers is just our linebackers. But if I'm not mistaken, though, we're talking about the defense. If I'm not mistaken, Duke's offense this year wasn't as bad as most people think. I saw a stat. I'm trying to find it now.
Yeah, like, they play from behind, so they, of course, they're gonna get stats. They play from behind, start from the first quarter to about halftime, and when the score is close,
right?
So I'm saying, but in that game when we played, the game we just played Saturday, I seen some plays that, like, come on, man, like, this is Duke. Like, why are they getting first downs, stuff like that? But
that's how I felt in the first quarter.
They got the ball and drove down the field. The first time they got the ball, they drove down the field, kicked the field goal. Like,
uh-oh. Right, and they drove it down again, I believe, in the second drive of the game, they drove it again, I believe. But I think after that, it's just they ain't have the talent to keep whatever they try to throw up. They just don't have the talent.
You got to remember that first drive, they had like half a field, so
they were still moving. It was moving that ball, though, first drive. I remember that. But I thought it was going to score. I did think it was going
to
score.
Oh, yeah, when they tried to do that little trick pass. And then right. But they called a flag on that.
They called a flag. Well, I think we lined up off sides or something like that.
Yeah, we lined up off sides.
I mean, every team gets a little shot in the arm. That wasn't much. But ultimately, when you look at the defense, I mean, you got to give them a, I don't know, you got to give them a A-. I mean, it's
Duke. I'll give them a B+.
B+, A-. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
They did what they were supposed to do.
I'll give them an A-.
All right, respect.
How many tackle for losses do we have in
that game? Ooh, that's a good question. Let's see. Go ahead, producer. Yeah, help produce that thing. I'm not sure, yeah, off top of the head.
I know we had three sacks.
Okay, we had three sacks? Yeah, three sacks, yeah. We did have that. Three sacks, and we got a turnover. I know that. Penalty-wise, we did well. Good as well. Only five penalties to their eight, so that was good. Probably that might be our lowest for the year or up there.
I don't know. Do they pull up the missed tackle stats?
We had nine tackles for loss for a negative 31 yards.
It's a good day. Yeah. It's a good day.
And we had
it's a good day against a bad opponent.
I mean, three sacks, one forced fumble.
Like you said, L, the defense did what it was supposed to do against a lesser opponent. So.
Yeah, it's a bad opponent.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So, not much to stand out there.
So, I give him an A. I give him an A. I mean, that's
yeah, they did what they were supposed to do. Yeah, they so, I gave him an A-. I would have liked to see maybe another turnover. You know, that would have gave him an A-plus if they would have,
well,
you know.
We had that, but we just lined up offside, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, see, that's why he got knock appointed to.
Right. We held their running back 23 yards to carry, so.
Right, the running back's pretty, he's pretty solid.
He's pretty good. So, I guess we can shift to special teams. Did we punt? We punted that game.
No, we didn't.
Wait, before the special teams, I did want to shout out Chase Smith playing at a linebacker spot.
He did look nice.
Nice game. I know it's Duke, but he had a nice game to.
I mean, he's a kid.
To play that many snaps in a college game, he looked real nice. So I did want to shout him out.
Chase Smith had two solo tackles, one assisted, three total, and a tackle for loss.
And it's not even just because that's not many tackles. It's not even that. He was just around the ball. He was just always around the ball, flying to the ball every snap he was in, hitting gaps and stuff. So I did, yeah. I like
that. He had that big third down tackle too, so.
I think that's his position going forward next year. I think he'll be cemented there.
Man, look, I go to practice and I see the kid, and I immediately say he's not a striker. I don't care how athletic he is. The man is huge.
Mm-hmm.
He is huge. So,
and he's only a freshman. He's going to get – true freshman, he's going to get so much bigger, too.
If anybody know the man dad, used to play at the man dad was huge. He is a linebacker. So,
well, hopefully the next coach realizes that. So, I guess we can shift on over to special teams.
Special teams. Shouts out to regardless what he was 4-for-4.
Yep, 4-for-4.
That's about it.
Jacoby George always. I feel like anytime he catches a punt, he's not really getting tackled for a loss. He's getting positive yardage. Sure-handed, like I said a couple weeks ago. It's rare you see true freshmen that sure-handed. I mean, he has no issues catching that ball, even when there's traffic. Always trying to get upfield.
Kickoff team is garbage.
Garbage, man. They almost returned another one, too. I think they had like a 40-something yard kick return as well.
The first one was they got to like the 45, and then the second one, I don't know what Amari Carter was doing, but he missed that tackle when the guy hit that hole and he was gone. So
I don't know. I don't even know who coaching the special teams.
You still trying to see what the man looked like. So
yeah, I don't even know what he looked like.
So. I can tell you his name. It is.
And Hadley didn't punt Saturday, right?
No,
he didn't play. He was out with a neck injury.
He was out.
I think it was a neck injury or maybe a back injury, one of the two.
He had two punts. The new guy, Foley, the new Australian, he punted for 40 yards. And then Matias Gassick, I have no clue who he is, but he punted for 49. So.
Y'all think Hadley comes back?
No, he's done.
I don't know, man.
I think it's 50-50, kind of.
I mean, if I'm him, this is my personal thing. If I'm him, I don't come back because I'm the only one who can't get money from these deals, mm-hmm. so I'm leaving.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes no sense.
Yeah.
Might as well get up, go, and make some money. Why not get some bread? I don't see it.
Let me get some of these American dollars too, man.
Because he'll definitely make a roster. He'll definitely make a roster in the NFL. So, look out for himself. That's one person I have no issue looking out for himself.
Yeah, so.
What's that about? Why? How come he didn't make first team all ACC? What was that about?
Rambo didn't even make first team all ACC.
We'll get there. Give us just a second. So. We'll get our special teams. Even if by some miracle, Manny Diaz were to be retained. There's absolutely no way you could bring back Jonathan Packey.
No way.
Our special teams coverage has been god-awful. I don't think there's any strategy. It's just run the other way and hopefully don't let nobody get by you. It looks silly, unprepared, and every time we have a decent return, man, they do well. It's like, yo, I get it that they are pretty good at what they do, but at the same time, you know it. So you've got a warning, and we got to be better. And they don't. They don't look like they're ready to go.
I feel like, man, if we Manny was retained, for some reason, I feel like Manny and Packey have this kind of bond. I don't know what it is.
I think he'd move on if he brought back. If he did, I mean, and first off, let me say this because I don't know how many people listen to this and don't listen to the roll up. If Manny is brought back, I am officially resigning from anything. No, I'm serious.
It'll be hard, man. I feel you.
I mean, I'm serious. Like, respect me or I don't respect you. It's simple. Right. To say, and this is not to get into this because we can actually move on for special teams. We'll say Baggy's got to be fired. But for your strategy to be Mario or nothing, it's terrible. Now, I'm confident we're going to get Mario.
We about to talk.
I feel like that. But for you to tell me, is Mario or bring back the same guy? Nah. Not good enough.
It seems crazy, L.
It is.
Yeah. I don't.
It's lazy.
That channel right there is a whole bunch of bogus. I don't know why they keep pulling that out, talk about if it's not Mario, it's Greenback. The thing is, everything is, I mean, it's not Mario. If Mario don't come, it's like two other coaches that they looking at that could come. You know what I'm saying? The holdup is contracts. You know what I'm saying? It's contracts. So, that's the only thing, you know what I'm saying? You
win. Hey, so I got a question for you about that. I know where they said they're gonna put a lot more money towards the football program. To get what we're trying to get and everything with the football program, why are we the only school this offseason who's worried about contracts? Because nobody else is worried about. I mean, we've seen people leaving the contracts, getting bought out the contracts. I mean,
did you see what USC paid for just to get Lincoln Riley?
Yeah. I mean,
they bought both of his houses at $500,000 over market value in Oklahoma. And bought him a $6 million house in LA.
I know those schools got hella money, don't have to think about bringing money from certain programs in the school, like the influx of money. But why are we worried about contracts? Why are we worried about, you know what I mean?
I don't know. You know, UM is probably a top. I ain't gonna say one of the top, but it's up there in business school. So that's only thing I can say is they're aggressive with their negotiations. It's just they know exactly how these contracts are supposed to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be something like a certain amount of years.
But I think it's just that we're just too nice of administration, to be honest with you. We're just way too nice. Like, it's just way too much niceness. Because it's like, if you're going to fire Manny, you should have did that Sunday. Like, so you can get your coach in. Like, I understand the whole recruiting calendar, and I understand, like, you know, if you look at a lot of these schools, a lot of their players are jumping into the portal or decommitting. And I understand, like, we really ain't trying to get like that. But if we're going to fire the guy, just fire the guy.
I agree. I was on board when I heard the rumors about him getting fired at Virginia game. I was like, fire him now. Like, get him out of here. So we can talk about
it. But that's what makes me feel, when you say there's other people we're looking at, it makes it seem like there isn't other people who are looking at Manny as a fire. They still don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
They look.
In my opinion.
A lot of the coaches trying to figure out what's going on with the AD situation. You know what I'm saying? If a new AD comes in, 9 times out of 10, that new AD wants to bring in his people. You know what I'm saying? So why would the coach go ahead and agree to come in? And then a new AD come in probably like a month later, and he don't like the coach. Like,
but that's another thing. The AD, I don't want to rush everything. I feel like that's what Miami admin's thinking too. But at the same time, we fired Blake, 3 weeks ago? We pretty much knew he was going to get fired a couple months ago, as y'all reported, Campbell and UND reported. But how we don't have an AD yet?
Because I think they want the next coach. I think they want to hire the coach before they hire the AD. I think they want the next coach to have input on
who the AD is. And then look at it like this. Football season is over. You could hire an operational football guy and let the rest of the sports for the school get passed, and then hire AD to make decisions. You hire AD now, he might have to make decisions during the season. The basketball team, the baseball, track, every other sport. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's just me. I would say the AD is not that it's important, but you can hold off because the rest of the sports are going now. But football season over. So that's number one. Go ahead and get somebody to run the football operations.
And then the only thing right now that would be needed for like the AD is bowl considerations. Because usually when the bowls reach out to teams that are eligible, they usually speak to the AD. And, right now we don't have an AD, so it's pretty much our conference is going to be assigning our bowl game pretty much.
Well, I don't think that really matters too much, though, because we won 7 games. So it's not like we're going to a big bowl game regardless.
The lady, she the active AD, so she'll make that choice for us. So.
What you thinking, L?
What am I thinking? Well, I mean, I'll tell you what. Let's insert a quick break right there. Hold on. I'll edit this out. God damn it. All right, hold up. Where we at on the docket? So I think we got off.
We haven't gotten to records that meant to be broken yet.
What we got to talk about? Rambo and Harley? We already talked about Rambo and Harley.
Okay. We talked about them two kind of already. I don't know how much.
Let's reel it in a little bit.
How many more yards does Harley have to the career yardage? Because he only needed like 900 and something before the season. And
I think he got what career
receptions?
Receptions.
He 350.
He ain't getting that one.
Yeah, he ain't getting that.
He ain't getting that one. Good, thank God. All right, so what we could really get back into, we'll get into all ACC selections.
Let me pull them up real quick.
Yeah, which is only a few.
It's eight of them.
Yeah, we had what, like six or five honorable mention and three second team.
Second team, yeah. I don't count honorable mentions.
I do.
he got no choice.
Any type of recognition a nigga can get, I count it, bro.
And let's get it. Yeah. Got to take what you can get. You know, beggars can't be choosers and shit.
Yeah, word.
And then see what are you doing, Manny Part Two? What is that exactly? I forgot. Me and you talked about it.
We could talk about. I was thinking about it after me and you talked. I was thinking about it, like last week. We kind of talked about like Manny's in-game decisions is why we want to fire him. I think this week we can with recruiting. I think we can talk about how Manny's recruiting strategies is the reason why we want to fire him. Because, like, to me, honest, this year, I feel like he failed recruiting. Like, I feel like
big time.
Yeah, because Wesley Bassain announced it Saturday.
And I think he's going to Miami.
No,
I think he's going to FSU.
I'm here in Florida State, right? Because who knows if Manny going to be here? Like it's.
But I don't think if he wanted to play for Manny, he would have already committed. Because Manny,
right? I'm gonna tell you what I think with that. We'll get into it in just a second, so we can get back into the show. Huh?
No, we're not live.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're not broadcasting. We're not broadcasting. I'm editing this out. Don't worry. This part right here is gonna get edited out. What I'm thinking is he's gonna announce, but he's not gonna sign. So I think he may announce FSU, but if we got the right coach, I think he'll come Miami. That's just my.
Let me give y'all my. You know, we just did another interview with him last week.
Right.
Speaking with him and his mama, mama really don't want him to go nowhere. Like, she don't want him to go nowhere. Mm. Mama do not trust. I don't think she trusts any school like that.
Right.
Not even Miami.
She basically saying she like, look, I don't know if I can trust my son in these schools. If something happened to my son, are they gonna call me and wake me up in the middle of the night, or are they gonna just wait for the next day to pull up? Mama's concerned.
You know, Manny keep it 100.
She talking about anybody but Miami, right?
I asked her about all the visits she took. She said, man, the best visit she took was going down to Miami. And I was shocked when she said that. I was like, huh?
I think
he's like, because in the interview he just put out on 247, it said that he got his game. He has his game Friday night. And then after the game, he's going to sit down with his team and make a decision. Usually when it's something like that, a lot of times it works in Miami's favor. Like, a lot of times is when we don't get the kids, it's when the parent and the kid aren't unified. You know what I mean? Like, usually
like I say, after what I got from doing the interview and then off camera, I got the fact that, man, they don't want to leave. Neither one of them want to leave.
So, yeah, essentially, now we're looking at the Manny Diaz situation from several angles of, you know, where do we go from here at this point? The guys are still working, which I mean, I understand they still have a job. So, you know, might as well work it like y'all are going to have it. My stance on Manny is time's up regardless. Nothing else to really deal with. There's no strong enough argument for me to bring him back. Doesn't have a signature win. Has a lot of bad losses. So I have no reason to bring him back. But that's kind of been the narrative. If it isn't Mario, we're going to run Manny back. What are you guys' thoughts on his future? And
I'm right there. Look, why you just said he don't got a signature win, I've been ready for him to go. His first year, we lose to FIU, we lose to LA Tech. I was done from that point. Like, people like, oh, we'll give him. I was done. You don't come to Miami and lose to them teams. I was done. Second year, we go to COVID, 8-3, whatever. Third year, 7-5. I was done. Like, after the Alabama game, I was one in my head. After the App State game, I was ready for him to go after the G. I was done. You can't be 7-5 and people talk about, well, the team, they fighting for them. They guess what? They on scholarship. Them kids looking to go to the next level. They playing football. I don't buy until they fighting for a coach. They playing football because guess what? The people want to have NFL careers. So I'm done. Hey, that's it. I'm done. He got to go.
Yeah, I feel the same. If with the talent we had coming back, top three teams in the nation with most returning starters, and we have 7 wins, and with those 7 wins, we have some close wins too, like Appalachian State. We lost to Florida State, who's a god-awful team. Florida State lost to Florida with a backup head, like an interim head coach. There's no way, to me, if the university cares about football, there's no way he comes back. Like, what do you what are you bringing him back for? Like, Miami's not a job where you're supposed to learn on the job, and that's what he's doing. I don't see – I feel the same as Larrion. It kind of seems like it's Mario a bust, but I just don't see any way the man can come back next year. I don't see it. And if he does come back, the fan base is going to be in an uproar. Like, do you really want that stain on yourself? Does a new AD, whoever it is, do they want that stain on themselves? They brought Manny back, and if he wins 7 games again, even if he wins 8 games next year, I mean, what are we doing? To me, he can't come back. No signature win. We got 8 recruits. When's the last time we had a commitment? Summertime, like 5 months ago. No commit is imminent. He keeps talking about the portal. Yeah, I get that. That's not how you build a football program, these one and dones. Our best players the last 3 years have been portal players, getting coached from other schools. Like, they didn't coach Rambo. I'm not going to say they didn't have nothing to do with Rambo, but Rambo was coached by Oklahoma wide receiver coach Lincoln Riley.
But you got to give Likens some credit, though, because our
– Man, okay, I'll give Likens credit, but Manny still got to go.
Yeah, like, I mean, I hope you keep Likens, because
he got to go. It's gonna be hard on Miami next year with the fans, with the outcry if they bring Manny back. I don't see why they would even want to deal with that. To be
another
honest,
another thing why he has to go is because now his prized possession on the staff has went and got a head coaching job.
Well,
now, how do you counter that with getting the next offensive coordinator?
I mean, Manny's always hired better other than himself as DC.
Yeah, but how are you going to go and hire somebody big time who's like, this might be your last year here?
Yeah,
and
then, who want to come in that job?
Right.
Knowing like, well, if you mess up this year, we might.
Not even mess up. If he mess up the first 3 games, like, that's all of our ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
man. They gotta cut the cord.
I hear you guys. I'm not saying that Manny should come back, right? I'm not saying it. And there's points that point for Manny to come back. Like, me personally, I don't think he's ready to be the coach of Miami. I feel like if Manny would have learned how to be a head coach at like a Temple or somewhere else, where he could have learned to be a head coach and learn how to build a program, then he could have came to Miami. But I don't think right now the program of Miami doesn't need a Manny Diaz type of coach.
What you trying to say though? Because
I think Manny would be a good head coach somewhere else. To be honest with you, because I think
I get that. He would be a good head coach at like maybe USC.
I mean, look at the locker room. Them boys love that dude. You don't think he can do that somewhere else where he doesn't have the pressure and where he can actually like not be so like in your face, and he can be focused and focus somewhere and like be able to like really like, you know, build a program. Like, I don't feel like Manny was ready for the Miami job. I feel like Manny should have went to like a Temple or a Marshall or Arkansas State or somewhere where you can go, somewhere that they're gonna love football and you can go and they're gonna give you 5 years to develop the program. Like, Miami is a 3 years and out type of job. It's been like that. If you ain't winning something in 3 years, you're out. You either going to the league or you can get fired. Because it's a 3 year and out type of
job. I think that's where the fan base gets divided at times. They're like, how can you give a coach 3 years? But at the same time, this is Miami.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's supposed to be Miami. It should have 3 years to figure it out.
Yeah. Miami's never really had a coach stay around for like 8, 9, 10 years. You know what I mean? Win 5, 6 championships, 7 championships. They've never really had that. You know, Jimmy Johnson won a championship. He was out. He went to the Cowboys. You know what I mean? Dennis Erickson, he won. He left. He went to the league. You know what I mean? Even Stonebreaker, he won the championship and he went to the USFL. So it's like,
that's how high even the NFL held Miami standards, though. Like, the coach is that good. Coach in Miami, we want him. That's how it should be, in my opinion. I don't have no problem with that.
But like, and that's but a reason for me, like, I feel like Manning should get fired, but this is the reason why I don't want to hire Lane Kiffin, because Lane Kiffin is going to come to Miami. He's going to bust the ACC's ass for 3 straight years, and then he's going to be out. He's going to go to the league.
But if that happens, though, look how much better we have. Our Miami would be such a more attractive job if that happened. That's the thing. If he came in an ACC championship game, we won in 10 games, that just makes the job even more attractive. Like right now, it's like we're holding on to Cristobal Ball because he has Miami ties. You know what I mean?
I mean, that could be it, too.
Miami isn't attractive, though, Drew. I know you're about to say that, but I'm going to tell you why it isn't attractive. Because we haven't dumped the resources in to compete with the Alabama, to compete with the LSU, to compete with the Texas A&M. And I don't even think we got to match them. I think we just got to get closer in their ballpark.
Oh, maybe like, they won 10 games their first time in their history, and they probably double what we offer in our football program.
Who's that?
They just won 10 games for the first time in their program history.
Mississippi ain't got $12 million to pay for no football program.
State of Mississippi. Yeah, they got enough.
That's all they got is football in Mississippi.
That's why I will. That is what the new money is understanding that the old money isn't. Yeah, old money thinking is, oh, we're Miami, we done things. And new Miami's going, bro, we did that shit before. These kids, they have no idea what you're talking about.
These kids seen Miami win 10 games once, and that was that was 4 years ago.
And then they won 10, they got washed out at the end of the year. Looked bad. Looked like a fluke. Looked like, yeah, fool's gold. So new money understands, listen, if we're going to compete, we just have to dump more money into it. Miami's blueprint has always been get it for the low. We get it for the low, we sell it for the high, and we come out on top. I don't care if Lane comes here for 3 years and flips, because I agree with Meezy. I think he just makes it that much more attractive for the next guy, and you keep it running. That's how we had our run when we were at our pinnacle. But I do have this question for you all, so we can transition a little bit. If you only get to pick one guy, not one A, one B, one guy to retain, who would you pick? I'll start with, if we get a new coach. So let's say we get a new coach. Let's say it's Mario, and he's getting rid of everybody except one. X, who's your pick? You muted.
Yeah, you hit me first, huh? God, man.
I'll go. I already got mine.
Yeah, go. You go first. I got to think about my ass.
If we let him do what he do and let him run his unit the way he runs it, I say T-Rob, hands down. If we get a certain dude, that's probably not going to happen with the little backstory and all that. But if we could, I'll take T-Rob. T-Rob he's not being able to run his DBs the way he usually runs it, and that's obvious. With the recruiting he brings, the experience, the player development, I say T-Rob, hands down. That's my opinion. If we let him run his DBs the way he does, I mean, look at the recruiting before everything hit the fan. I mean, look at the DBs we were in the running for. I mean, come on, man.
And he's still doing well at DB.
Yeah, he's going to coach him up, though. He's going to coach him up.
We were doing good with the bartender.
Right, but
T-Rob's not a corner. We done going to say
no. It wasn't good. Yeah, but
he's going to coach him up.
So you say T-Rob. All right, who you got? Who you got, Drew? One guy.
See, I was going to say T-Rob too, but I don't want to back off of Meezy. So to me, it's got to be Likens. He's the best receiving core I've seen out of Miami in a long time, and I feel like Likens is really, really developing. Developing our receivers.
You now, saying that because of Rambo?
Because of Rambo, because of Harley, because of the young boys. You know what I mean? Like, if you watch our receivers, like the last like six, seven games of the season this year, they weren't really dropping passes. I mean,
it's his second year though.
it's his second year. You know what I mean? Last year he was still dealing with Pope and fucking Wiggins and all the Dugans boys. You see, you look at our wide receiver core, and you look at Florida State. Dugans has been there for 2 years. They look worse than they were before he got there. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's just how I feel. It's just like, yeah, go ahead and keep Vikings and let him keep developing his wide receiver core, and let him get the guys that he wants that he can develop. Because it's not like he's put guys out in the league. You know what I mean? He's putting guys in the league. He's putting guys in the first round. So yeah, that's.
All right, who you got, X? We know I nostalgia out now. Who you got?
I guess I'm gonna go with the homie T Rob. Man. Yeah, he's doing a hell of a job recruiting. If he's allowed to do what he want to do, then yeah, I go with him.
I said T Rob as well. I mentioned the recruiting, but T Rob can recruit other positions as well. He's from down there. He understands the boys. That's why I was going to say Hickson too, but T-Rob, Hickson has to just recruit one position, running backs, but T-Rob has to get multiple DBs a year. Hickson can get one or two running backs, call it a day, but you know what I'm saying? T-Rob has to be active recruiting because he was a safety coach too, so he's recruiting safeties and DBs, so I just wanted to add that in there as well. But Larry, it's on you now, my boy.
Let me preface it with this. I think there's some guys that we could keep. I wouldn't be mad at all, especially on the offensive side. I like Fields. I like Hickson.
Fields a good one. That's a real good one.
Yeah, I think on the offensive side of the ball, I think there's guys, honestly, Likens, I like as well as a retention. But if you only gave me one, I'm going to go with Baby T-Rob. I'm going to go with DVD. Give me the younger guy. He'll relate a little bit better to these kids. I think he's a tenacious recruiter. I think he does a great job on the trail. And I think he's probably T-Rob 2.0. So I like T-Rob a lot, but I'm invested in the future a little bit. You know, scare money don't make no money. You invest a little bit and see how it grows. So for me personally, I would take the younger guy with those same roots that has a dynamic personality. DVD's just a likable guy. You know, DVD's just a kid, you know, not a kid. He's a young man that I think relates a little bit closer, a little bit younger. And if you only gave me one, that's the guy I would go with.
You think he'll be sacrificing some coaching keeping him though?
Perhaps. But you get the right DC, you know, he can help him tune his game up.
Yeah, respect, I get that.
Yeah, he can help tune him up a little more. You know, he's got to play the NFL level. Let's not forget that. Even if he didn't play forever, he played what, I think 4 or 5 years? Yeah, so this is a guy, right? This is a guy that has some NFL lineage. You know,
Al Davis saw that 40
he's
times.
He's a Miami guy, right? He's a Miami guy. So, and again, he's the youngest guy on the staff. So that would be my personal pick. I think he has a lot of upside. So me personally, I'm not huge on retention, to be honest with you. I feel like if a new coach is coming in, bring your guys, do what you're going to do. But
I think in our situation with our locker room, though, I feel like for a new guy to come in, I think having some coaches that retain just to keep the continuity. And like, because our locker room ain't broken. You look at some of these other schools, them niggas look on the side like they don't even want to be there. Like, they just waiting for the season to be over. Like, our locker room look like they ready to play a game tomorrow. You know what I mean? So, no matter who the coach is. So, I feel like whoever comes in, I feel like some of these coaches should get a shot to get kept on staff.
Fair enough. No wrong answers there. That was good, man. I've been wondering about that as far as what the general consensus was. I had a feeling TVD would be that guy. I mean, I'm sorry, T-Rob would be that guy for most people. But I like I said, I really like the offensive side. I got no beef with any of those boys.
Not even the O-line coach?
No, I think Garrett's pretty solid, honestly. I think we would be doing better. I think it's a little bit of a talent lack. I think we would be much better running the football if we didn't lose Jalen Rivers. I think he's got just enough edge, toughness, tenacity.
Keep him moving.
I think we would be doing that much better.
So Lashley's not taking none of them with him?
Rumored, and correct me if I'm wrong, X, I think I heard Likens and...
I heard Likens and Justice.
I heard Justice wasn't.
I mean, he's keeping some of the SMU stuff.
No, it was it was supposed to be Likens and two assistants.
Like two quality assistant, quality control coaches or something like that.
Yeah, but Justice most likely will go. Will follow suit. Cause like you say, when Mario do come,
you know, so yeah, he got Alex Mirabal.
My boy said when.
He don't want to bring in his own guy, so
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He got Alex Mirabal as a O-line coach. He from right there in Miami too.
Yeah, I'm swapping that out 10 times every day.
10 times, 20 times.
Yeah, I'm swapping that out.
I watched Mirabal grow at Marshall. That's where he got his, because he started out at FIU with Mario. But then when Mario got fired from FIU, he came to Marshall. He did 5 years on the Doc Holliday, and shit, that line is still looking like Mirabal was still the coach. He been gone in Oregon since. So give me an O-line coach like that. Like, I like an old school coach, five minds, one line type of mentality. You know what I mean? We're going to move people out the way. We're going to be nasty. We're going to punch people in the mouth. And that's what Mirabal brings.
All right. Well, that was good. I wanted to get that out. I was very curious as to, you know, who we as a collective thought. So I think T-Rob wins. And I ain't mad at that. I'm not. I'm just a little bit more of a gambler. So
I respect that T-Rob. I mean, T-Rob. I respect the DVD one too, though. I see why you said that. But DVD is the type he could stay there. DVD could stay at Miami for 5 more years. T-Rob might be 2 years, and then somebody might offer him a D coordinator position or something.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
So
Manny should have hired him as DC. That's neither here nor there.
All right, so let's see. What we got? Some recruiting talk. Not an amazing amount of activity going on from my understanding, or, you know, what we got essentially is coaches going on the trail to try to secure guys that they've been after, like a Besaith, like
Stewart,
Kelly.
We got Javonte Barnes, the running back. He's taking
it. They going out. They're doing their job.
They're doing their job.
They still, you know what I'm saying, under contract to do their job. So years ago when Al Golden got fired, they hired Mark Rick. The coaches that got left on the staff that time went on recruiting with Mark Rick. And then Mark Rick brought in his people and let them other guys go. So it happens, you know what I'm saying? But, not much recruiting. Diaz already stressed the fact that he wanted to attack the transfer portal a lot more than recruitings. But they're going after recruits. They're going after them. We'll see. It's too much chatter to even get a good fine and what's going on in the recruiting world. But
I'm just interested. I wish I could be a fly on the wall and just hear what Manny's saying to those boys about, because I know they're asking him about
his. I think he's just selling the program.
He's telling them he's going
to be selling the program.
They telling him he's gonna be back. Like, I'm not a coach not gonna not tell you he's not coming back. You know what I'm saying? Cause his job, you know, his job, he's the head coach of University of Miami.
You right? think he's telling him I don't know at least?
No, I think he's selling the program. I think he's just selling the program. Like this is Miami. Whoever they're gonna have here, if they have me next year, we're gonna win. And they this is what they're doing. Cause like Manny comes across as this type of coach that's gonna tell the truth. Like, you know, when you read these interviews from these players and stuff, they say that, you know, like Manny tells it straight up, like, you know, I don't know if I'm gonna be here next year, but this is Miami. Like this is Miami. Like, so whoever Miami brings in, just know that they're gonna be dumping in all this money. And this is what's going to happen in your next 5 years. This is the plan. So I think that's what if I was a coach in Miami, that's what I'll be recruiting. I wouldn't be recruiting me per se. I'll be recruiting the program and the school and being in Miami and knowing that like you still can get to the league from Miami and you can still be able to possibly be able to accomplish what you can being at Miami, and like the school is starting to want to be competitive with the other schools and starting to pay for what other schools are paying for. Now that just puts it back in the player's hands. Like, hey, you know what? I don't know what's going on in Miami, but then if we see you in the transfer portal 2-3 years down the line, like don't be calling and saying, hey, I want to go to Miami now. Like, you know, that's just how I feel about it. If I was a coach, that's what I would be recruiting. That's what I'd be telling the players. Get me the players that want to be here, not just want to be for the coach. Get just the ones that want to be here. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, 9 times out of 10, man, most of the players who come to UM because they want to be here. It's not hard to sell. They just want to be a Hurricane. That's like our best pitch right there. They just want to be Hurricanes. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, you see the portal, like kids are leaving, but they want to come back home. And that's just basically what it is. That's the basically how it's going in college football, free agency. You know what I'm saying? So not much, you know. Obviously, Wesley Bissane, he commits on Saturday. I'll be in attendance there. Saturday is on the 15th. So you might start hearing something by next week, Monday, about some recruits, maybe. But you know, that's all I know for as of now.
When is Javonte Barnes visiting?
I mean, I think the 10th.
Visits on the 10th.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't even know. I don't even know if we're gonna get that visit because with Lincoln Riley now at USC, that whole West Coast recruiting kind of changed.
Yeah,
and
he's a Las Vegas kid, right?
Yeah. USC
just got that 5-star running back though too. At the same time though, so
but he was always gonna go to USC. I think he was gonna be one of them Cali kids that decommitted at the last moment.
Well, I just mean in regards to Javonte Barnes. Yeah. If he will go there at the same time he does, because Javonte Barnes will be the only running back in our class this year.
But he did say in an interview though that he wants to go to a school where he could be a running back by committee.
Right, and it's funny his name double back because I remember during the summertime he said he wanted to take an official to Miami, but we said we weren't going to take any running back. So I guess we changing our mind. So I feel like there's real interest with him there, and that's just Hickson. Hickson going to do what Hickson does recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
That's another coach I wouldn't mind coming back to.
Well, yeah, like I said, offensively, man, I don't think there's many misses on that side of the football. Defensively, man, you can get rid of everybody, to be honest with you. Like, I wouldn't be mad. No one would make me want to jump off of, you know, off the edge.
Like we with Simpson, we don't even have a D lineman committed, do we?
Nope. Damn.
We don't have not one D lineman committed.
I mean, we supposed to get the that number one defensive tackle in JUCO.
JUCO, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, but even
Bobby. Yeah.
Well, how about let's get into this real quick. You know, the big talk on the timeline and social media, Facebook, all this other shit is the AD search. And, you know, the information that's been put out that seems contradictory to some other things we've heard. What are y'all thoughts on the whole 80s search, you know, fiasco? Or
I feel like it's like a divided room. Mm-hmm. Some people want Manny back, some people don't. Some board of trustees feel like they're not getting a lot of say. So David Lake for 247 has been saying a lot of stuff about, and shout out David Lake. David Lake is tired of all the nonsense going on in Miami. I never seen David Lake talk like this before, but he's just saying a lot of stuff is getting spewed out to make Miami look bad, which is a shame that some people who say they love Miami, they're investing in the program, will put some like maybe false or half false things out. But I just feel like a lot of things are divided. Some people are worried it's taking too long. Some people feel like their say-so isn't being accounted for and everything. That's how I feel, the search firm and everything. I don't know too much about the AD search. I don't know really who does. It's a fiasco. I don't remember the last time I've seen Miami Twitter. This has been going on every day for like 2 weeks. I mean, tomorrow when we wake up, it's going to be something else. Like, it's a fiasco. But I know a lot of people are seeing these other coaching moves and everything going on.
Is it a fiasco, though?
I don't think so. I think with the fans, it's a fiasco. But internally with Miami, in my opinion, I didn't hear anything. But I feel like it seems like a fiasco. I don't want to believe it is a fiasco, but with Miami influxing all this new money into the football program, things are going to change. And when things are changing, a lot of people won't be happy. You know what I mean? A lot of people are adjusting to change, and change causes confusion. It's a lot of people involved.
You basically got two people who are upset that changes are being made.
That's right. Being
the other one who has nothing to do with the school.
But like, go sit down somewhere, yo. Go smoke a cigar. Go sit down.
His son coaches there. He don't want his son going out embarrassing him, you know. But Epstein, a lot of this stuff that they're putting out in the news is fake news, and it's coming from them people, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing is coming out from University of Miami. University of Miami have their own media team. Their own media team will put out news. Yeah. You haven't seen University of Miami media team put out any news. So everybody getting upset about, I tell people, enjoy your life, man. Do not stress out about what these people finna do. Make a decision. That's what we said two, three weeks ago.
Miami has like some of the worst media in college football, man.
I was just about to say it. It's crazy, man.
It's
horrible. But the thing is, look at the fans. The fans eating it up. So guess what? The media going to keep doing what they're doing because the fans eating it up. That's getting attraction.
Clicks, we need some patience.
Attend everything. So I'm not mad at the media. The media just doing their job, man. Hey, let me get some attraction on my account. Everybody coming and checking my page out now.
Nah, that's a fact, man. I mean, you know, the game is the game, so you can never be really upset at the game because the game will go on with or without you. So, I mean, get used to it. You know what I mean? What else we got? What else we got tonight?
What you think, Larion, about all that?
All that meaning what?
Like with the everything going on with the AD search, misinterpreted.
I love it because what's going on is right now is see. Okay, I'm in a couple of group chats, right? In one group chat, I'm like literally the only Kane in there, and so I deal with like 4 Gators and 5 Noles, and they'll try to jump on me, which is one reason we don't do video yet, but we will soon. Stay tuned. We're gonna put these up on YouTube. It's one reason I got Thanos is my background is I'm Thanos, dog. Like all that for a drop of blood. Like they go at me so hard. They want me to be so upset. I'm like, bro, we talk about an AD? That's what you want me to be? Like, AD? An athletic director? Listen, bro. One yourself is not going to be that. I'm not getting that crump about that. I'm not getting that upset about that. Because I'm telling you right now, this comes out on Friday, right? Larian, his stance is R-E-L-A-X. Word to Aaron Rodgers. Relax. It's a process. It's playing out. Don't believe sensationalism. Because so many people just want to have the first story. People I trust, like X, has told us, chill. Just wait. People I trust, like Manny Navarro, has said, hey, sit back. Just vibe a little bit. People I trust, like David Lake, has said, just chill for a minute. Now, none of them have guaranteed us that Mario has a job. No one's done that. But what they have told me is, just relax.
Because at the end of the day, what are we going to do about it?
Exactly.
They want us to rush and go hire some AD from New Mexico.
Right. And people fail to realize, you know, because they try to tag up on me and they, oh, Brett McMurphy is not a credible source. I said, I never said that.
I saw that today, man.
I never said that. I said he's being fed information from sources who are close to the situation, but they're not being forthright because they want to create confusion because they don't like how they have been cut out of the inner circle.
The King Larian couldn't have said it any better. I mean, look how many clicks that man got today. Look how much views he got today off of saying that. He did his job for the whole week. He hit his quota for the whole month probably today saying that.
He probably knew it was wrong. We put it out there anyway.
Right, but the media don't care if they're wrong. They got to get paid, man. They don't get paid staying quiet, not saying nothing. They got to say something.
Man, the crazy thing, people only read the headline. People do not actually go into an article and read. If you go into an article and you read it, it don't necessarily say what the headline says. The headline just catches you. You know what I'm saying? And then the article will tell you exactly what's going on. People just read the headline. Oh, they say Manny staying. Did you read the article? Most of the time, the article saying, well, if things are not resolved, it's a good chance that they might keep Manny. And that's all it says.
Then they get mad at you for asking if you read the article, knowing damn well they didn't. That's why they're getting mad. Like, I mean, people don't like reading, man.
I didn't read the article. So what you trying to troll for? You ain't read it. You basically just trolling for no reason.
I'll ask this is a round table thing. Like, how do y'all feel? I'll start with Drew. What do you feel about the prospects of Manny Diaz returning? Give me a percentage that he's coming back.
It gotta be 50-50 because, you know, like, we don't got an AD, and if we don't hire Mario, then we ain't got an AD to do no coaching search. You can't fire if we don't get Mario and if we don't get Lane, which I kind of hope we don't with our situation. Like, I wouldn't want Lane choosing who the AD is, but if we get Mario, let him choose who the AD is, let him build the program how it's supposed to be built, let him, you know, hire his staff and get the right people, then yeah. But if not, I think Manny's back. I think they're going to give Manny his fourth year and let him figure it out. Are we going to be like USC? Like, so if they were going to fire Manny, they should have fired him. They should have said, when they fired Blake, they should have said, all right, Manny, you're gone too, but we're going to let you finish out the season. You know what I mean? And that would have gave us time to vet out coaches, talk to agents, you know, do what we need to do as a coaching search, and we could have did both at the same time. But right now, it's gotten to the point where now it's just like, if we don't get Mario, we're going to look like egg in our face because we're now stuck with Manny. We didn't fire him, and we're just going to be still in the same rat race. Like, we're still going to be the same hamster wheel. Just keep going in circles. But that's how I feel.
I mean, I'll go next. I say it's a 40% chance he'll be back. The only reason I say 40% is because, one, he hasn't gotten fired yet. Two, the football program is trying to move in a different direction. It's a first time really doing this, moving in a different direction, trying to get all this money involved. And it's a new process for everybody. Julio Frank's not really trying to be too much involved. And if we don't get Mario or Lane, then what do we do? That's the only reason I say 40%. I really want Mario. I would love Lane. I will take Drew, Larry on an X over Manny right now. The man just has to go. You know what I mean? He just has to go. So that's why I get 40% because he hasn't gotten fired yet. Like I said, I'm not going to repeat myself, but I say 40%, man. 40% chance he gets retained. And if he does get retained, God bless us all.
Lord knows I hope that shit don't happen. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It's gonna be rough, man. It's gonna be rough.
We deserve better.
We deserve better, man. At least. What, Field General, you next, my boy.
Oh, me? 5% chance he comes back.
Field General has spoken. He didn't ain't gotta say nothing.
Damage is done, man. Once they let Blake James go, that automatically showed that they really ready to move in a whole total different direction. You know what I'm saying? Drew said something. He said something, which I totally agree. They should have been told, Manny, yeah, you're gone. Finish the season out, but you're gone after this. They should have did something like that. But
because he didn't deserve. He didn't do anything to get himself like fired, like embarrassed, fired. Like they should have just let him just ride it out.
Yeah. Just like, hey, man, we just going to move in a different direction. Cause it's time. You know what I'm saying? We going to actually take this thing serious now. You know what I'm saying? We gave you, you know, you had your little opportunity, man, and just wasn't successful enough. So it damage is done, man. I don't think he comes back. A lot of the players, they say, oh, man, they love him. I mean, what else are the players supposed to say? Are they supposed to say, yeah, we hope he's fired?
Manny gave those boys a chance. Some boys are 19, 20 years old, man.
I laugh when people, that thing that people say, they be like, man, oh, the players, they love him. They saying they want him to come back. What do you want a player to say?
What if they say, oh, we don't want him to come back, and then he comes back?
They could have not said anything. They could have just...
Listen.
He gave them a shot.
If a player says, oh, man, I don't want that coach to come back, and guess what? The new coach come in, the new coach automatically don't trust you.
As much Manny lets them get away with, and as much he plays players who shouldn't be playing, he has to go and love them, man.
That coach come back. He recruited them, so of course.
Yeah, I'm not going to – I don't get when fans, like, bash, like, trying to come at that. Like, you want your players to say that stuff. Like, you don't want your locker room falling apart at this time, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, look at these teams. Players are like dropping in portal, like starters. Not dudes that's sitting on the bench that's mad because they're not playing. I'm talking about starting players are going into the portal. So, and we're not having that in Miami right now. You don't see Leonard Taylor or TVD. You don't think if TVD went to the portal today that all these schools would be on his phone? Like, come on. Like you want your players saying that type of stuff.
I forgot who it was on Twitter today. I saw somebody say, they quoted somebody. Somebody tweeted and they said, Miami's doing Manny a disservice, having him on a string like this. This is big boy football. Manny did himself a disservice.
No, but that's why I said that when they fired Blake, they should have told Manny and said, you know what? Just ride this season out. After the season's over, you know what I mean? We're going to go in a different direction because then you don't have him on no string. He'll be able to get another job because you don't think another one of these G5 schools would probably have hired him as coach. So
we'll be all right. We good to go, man. I just think we'll see what goes on, man. I'm kind of excited to see the young guys, man, get these extra practices in and get in the bowl game, man. So that's been my main focus, man, because that's to help us a lot, especially at wide receiver. You know what I'm saying? Now we got to see who's going to be that guy. You know what I'm saying? Rambo not going to play in the bowl game, most likely. Maybe Hardy might not play in the bowl game.
Who y'all want to see in the bowl?
I want to see UCF. I want to see UCF.
Okay.
It's either them or Florida. I want to see them or Florida, but I would rather see UCF because, you know, I'm really tired of them. I don't even know they exist for one.
Either UCF or Florida for me, but from what the projections are looking like, it's like we're either going to El Paso or New York.
So yeah, it's like, El Paso. I'm sick of that.
I'm sick of us going to like the same 3-4 bowls every freaking year. Like you know what I mean? Like this is what I said earlier, where not having an AD to be able to push for a certain type of bowls or being able to like no disrespect for like what's the woman's name, Braylee? No disrespect to her. No disrespect to her, but none of these bowl reps know who she is. And then, so they're not listening to her. They're not gonna they're not worrying about what she has to say because she doesn't have those type of relationships.
I'm not even tripping about the bowl. I mean, we won 7 games. I mean, who really the bowl game, whatever bowl game we go to right now, that shouldn't even be anywhere.
I want to win bowl games, man. Bowl games give you that bridge to the offseason. You know what I mean? Like, they give you that bridge. You win a bowl game, you know what I mean? Kids, them boys is going to be, you know, like, happy that they just won the game.
Like I said, if Rambo and Hardy don't play, now we need to see who's going to be our go-to guy for next year at receiver.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Need to try to figure out who's going to be our linebacker for next year. At safety, at cornerback, D-line, stuff like this. It's a lot that bowl game could let you know for next year.
Yeah, because you gotta remember we got a team of like 50 some odd freshmen. Yeah.
No, I understand that. I just mean like with everything going on right now, the bowl game should be the last thought. That shouldn't even be.
It can't be the last thought because for us as fans, it's basically the only thing we got. Like we can't control anything but be happy about the bowl game.
Yeah, what I mean is, like, if we get crystal ball, if we get lose in a bowl game by 50, nobody's gonna give a damn.
Nah, people will care. Miami lose to a bowl game by 50, that shit might be on front page news.
Right, but if we got crystal ball coaching, I mean, next year he don't have nothing to do with a bowl game.
Yeah, but you don't want crystal ball thinking like, damn, look at these trash ass players I got now. They just got smashed in the bowl game. I got to run these players out the program to get my what I don't want is I want a new coach, but I don't want like a total like transition where like players are just dropping into the portal because we got like 50 freshmen, so like I want them to stick around. Like I want them to stay around. Like I don't want to be like these Virginia Techs where like every other week
you got it's gonna be some portals. Corey Gaynor just entered the portal
today. Yeah, but he wasn't gonna play. Nobody was worried about Corey.
It's gonna
Corey
be some Gaynor. More people in the portal. It is what it is, man. That's just the dynamics of football right now. But
you're talking about a couple versus like a lot, you know what I mean? So, like, that's what I'd rather have a couple players going to the portal, players that's not, you know, playing or like in their thing. But yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna see, man. We got the AD search going on. Hopefully, this will come out on a Friday. We're expecting some news. Hopefully, Monday or Tuesday. From my understanding, so we'll see how that plays out in general. We can get up out of here. We'll let Drew tell us about this terrible Miami basketball team.
Man, they're terrible, man.
Let me get out of here, man, because my food about to die.
Go ahead, brother. You good, man? Hey, thanks for kicking it with us, dog.
No problem.
All right, X.
Look out, X. Eggs was like, basketball. Right. Man, I'm out.
Yeah, no, them boys is terrible. Like,
you seen that? He was like, basketball. Eggs,
yeah, my computer about to die, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? My nephew got shot. I'm out of here. I gotta go.
Yeah, them boys don't deserve no more than 5 minutes. Like, not even that. Them boys is terrible. I watched them last time against Penn State, and I feel like our best players I felt like Manny was coaching. Our best players is on the bench. Our best players were the freshmen on the bench.
Miami beat Penn State, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they won. But our best players did not start.
Man, Larry Nagy about 80 years old, man. That man about 80 years old. Like, no lie.
It'll get that man out of here, dog. Yeah. Get him out of here, dog.
Yeah, like, they got blown out. They got blown out in that little tournament. Like, blown out to where they were fighting on the sidelines. Like, that's what I don't want with the football program. What's going on with basketball right now is what I don't want end up happening with our football program, because it's an embarrassment. Them boys are terrible. Like,
they squeak went out against who that was, North Texas?
North Texas, and they're terrible. They're in conference. They're one of the worst teams in Conference USA. And they beat them by 6.
Yeah, Larry Nigga, it's going to be his last year, man.
It's funny because when I hear Larry Nigga, I be like, Larry and Nigga. I be like, yo, I ain't doing nothing, yo. What y'all coming at me for?
Yeah, that man 2 years overdue right now. He shouldn't even be there. He 2 years overdue.
But yeah, he got a bump.
What do you got coming up real quick, Drew?
They got Clemson next. So they're about to lose to Clemson. Clemson kind of tough this year. Yeah, Clemson gonna dog them out. Cause, and then, hold on. I mean, it's not even worth it, to be honest with you, man.
This is your idea. What you mean it ain't worth it?
Right.
No, like, it's not.
And you gotta,
like,
keep it up too, Drew. You can't just stop.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it up. I'm gonna keep watching them. They're gonna make me. They're gonna turn me into a Miami basketball fan for some reason. But now we got Lipscomb. We probably lose that one too, because that's a good little mid major team.
Yeah, I went to University of North Florida, so Lipscomb was in our conference. Lipscomb be tough.
Yeah, Lipscomb's a good little. They make it to the tournament consistently. You know what I mean? And then they got Fordham in at the Barclays on the 12th.
Fordham 6-3, so that's gonna be a tough game too. Fordham in the A-10 now.
Yeah. And then they got Stinson and then NC State to finish out the month.
Yeah, they're gonna lose to NC State, they're gonna lose to Wake Forest.
Yeah, I don't see this team winning 10 games.
They're gonna lose to Syracuse, probably get dogged at Duke, at Florida State, North Carolina. Yeah, Larry Nager might not make it.
They got a stretch. Syracuse, Duke, Florida State, North Carolina, Florida State, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, Notre Dame. They're gonna lose every single one of those games.
Yeah, he might not make it out of January.
Like, whoever's new AD need to fire him too. Like, just go ahead and get an interim, because You can't be this old as a coach, like, have this type of product on the court and still be coaching. Like,
too old, man. He's too old.
Like, it's a
Larry Nigga, you gotta go, dog. Exactly.
It's embarrassing. Like,
Larry Nigga, you gotta ride, cuz.
You know, Alabama dogged them in that game. And they dogged them in that fifth place game.
That's crazy. No, all right, well,
they're treating them like our football team, yo. Football and basketball. Alabama dogs in both sports this year.
Well, that's it right now for football. We got to wait for the bowl season. We'll see who we get to play. Hopefully it's Florida.
We'll find out Sunday, right? Yeah. No, I'm tripping.
We got a little
2 weeks. 2 weeks from.
Yeah, it'll be probably a week after. We'll probably get some solid news. Thank y'all for rocking with us. I'm exhausted. Meezy texting me, wake up. I'm like, I ain't sleep, dog. Rest my eyes. But yeah, for sure, man. Hey, don't go nowhere, though. We're going to keep kicking it with y'all. You know, shows are naturally going to be shorter, but we don't intend on letting up. Hang out with us. Let's do this off-season thing together, and let's see how it shakes out. This is 26 Degrees. Fuck with us.
Salute.
Peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this. It's 26 degrees.